bit. But we've got our surprise guest.
Yes, we do.
In here with this morning. And we're happy to have with us John Sekletar. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us here. We've seen the work of you and Mike doing these things here. Talk a little bit about, I don't know, the passion for these portraits relating to the veterans from the Lorain County as well for that.
So. Okay. Well, actually what had happened, how it all came about is after we finished painting the four murals, I should say my son finished painting the fourth mural, we had no more area left. So we approached the owner of the building. Jay Bingham is the owner, and he said we could use the back of the facility, which was a grassy knoll back there. So we thought about it for a while, and we decided to build a wall there and add the portraits, our paintings on there. So at that point, things just generated. Chemistry worked, and that was what happened. We commissioned paintings, and we put them on the wall. And from that point on, it's history, I guess, now.
Right. What is the technique and or when you're painting on a wall, right? It's unique to itself, right? Or do you have to prep it in a way to make it almost a canvas for you for that?
Well, these paintings happen to be on a piece of specialized MDO plywood.
Okay.
And they're painted on the plywood, and they're two different sizes, 4x6 and 2x3 and 3x4, I'm sorry. And they're cut to fit inside the wall, and they're protected with a protective coating.
So that's just a way to expand beyond what you did with the original walls when you
that's
put those
correct.
Up too
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see, I think, for everyone. Anytime you come to downtown Amherst, you're driving down Park, you look off to the left, and there it is. It's striking. And for me, it's just an amazing experience to see that and to think about all the work that went into it and the vision behind it. And I've got to think you've had a lot of positive feedback through the years about that. We have another special guest, Bruce Van Dyke.
Hi, I'm Kathy Sekletar.
Let me put the microphone up there as well.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, good.
So, Kathy, you are John's wife?
I am.
All right. So.
And mother of the artist.
Yeah. You've got to be mighty proud of that.
I am. Like you said, every time I come down Park Avenue and see that painting, sometimes I'm like, I can't believe it that our son did this, you know. Or at least started it. He didn't do it alone. There's always been help. But it was his vision originally. Yes.
You saw his vision or his talent early on, I would suppose? Or how did that come about? Or where did he get it from? Do you know that?
Actually, very early on, we knew he had something. And there's a lot of creative people on my dad's side of the family. But when he was a little boy and was drawing portraits that we could tell who it was, we're like, what's going on here? So, yes, we knew.
So portraiture is kind of what his strong area is, or that's maybe what he likes to do most? Or
It's what he seems to excel at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's great, because yes. It's one of those things where anytime you're dealing with an image of a person, you hope to get it a best, because we've seen bad impressions of things of something, and you know, you want to make sure that it lives up to what you hope it would be.
Sure, and there's a lot of pressure, especially with a project like this, because the paintings are so important to the people who commission them. You know, this is their family or their dear friends or somebody like that. It's really important to them, and the artists, not just Mike, but everybody, takes that to heart, and they want to do their best. You know.
Do you see the process, or do you only see the finishing? I mean, while he's working, or have you seen that type of thing? Because sometimes it's always interesting to sort of see what it looks like when it starts, when you got this OSB board in here, and mm-hmm. how it becomes this image that has an impact
sure.
on people.
We see his progress, right. You know, as he's painting. The other artists, we don't. So that's always sort of a fun surprise, because they're all so good, we trust that they're going to put out a good product. But Mike's, yeah, we get to see along the
way. How did those artists come together to sort of do this project?
We've sort of recruited them, you know. You know a person and they know a person and, you know, do you want to be involved? And sometimes we've had some that have been with us the whole time. Some, like, I can't do it this year, but call me next year. You know, that sort of thing. So we have a little bit of a artist community.
Right.
Yeah.
Support each other, too, because anytime, even though you're working off of maybe a photograph or some images and you create a collage of some sort, mm-hmm. you know, every artist has a little bit of a block. They maybe think it's not working right. I can't get what I see on the picture, on mm-hmm. the canvas, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How many have you done, or has this been going on for these
individuals? Well, this will be, this year's the third round. Mm-hmm. round. We've been doing it for 3 years. They're replaced every year with 11 new paintings each year. Mm-hmm. The old ones come down, the new ones go up. So there's 11 new ones up. This, like I said, it'll be the third year. Okay. So that would be 33 paintings.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what happens with the ones that are taken down?
That's a good question.
The ones that are taken down belong to the people that commissioned them, and that's theirs. So mm-hmm. so they could do whatever they like with it, and we have a photographer that's taken pictures of the paintings, and we could shrink them down to like a 5x7 or 8x10 photo. Not too many people can hang a 3x4 or a 2x3 painting in their house. I mean, they're pretty big.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Even if you have space, trying to hang it, I'm just, you know what I mean? Where's that stud? It doesn't match up. It becomes an issue
right. mm-hmm.
with that.
That's true.
The paintings are the one thing. I bet the stories are a whole other part of this too, right?
The stories are fascinating. And, you know, when we unveil the paintings, we try to give a little history about each painting. But, you know, we can't give them all the credit or the time that they deserve. So this year we finally figured out that we'll put a little history in our program so that if people want to go back and look at the paintings, they have a little bit more of a history about that painting or that person. And it, you know, it's like, again, it's very important to the families, and that's what we try to respect.
A lot of the pictures you see have to do with those who died in battle or in war. Do they have other ones as well of people who are just veterans, and it's just sort of a way to reclaim their past, kind of share in that regard too? Or?
Yes. And also, even though we unveil them on Veterans Day, we like to make people aware that it's not just veterans. We try to incorporate any kind of patriotic theme. Like this year, we have Betsy Ross up there, who was not a veteran, and Lou Maglio, who's been our MC for the last 13 years. He's not a veteran, but he supports us, and so that's why we included him this year. So, again, even though it's on Veterans Day, we want people to know it's about being patriotic.
Right. It's about the individuals serving the country in some regard.
I mean, that's the most important part of Veterans Day, obviously. But, yeah, we like to, you know, include other people.
So does your son paint other things that don't have a different theme at all?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm thinking? You know, just because sometimes if you have a subject that he has an emotion to it, there's a little bit of an attachment, maybe something that's more fun or fanciful. Fanciful or something like that, or things like that?
He has. In fact, this summer his biggest project was over at the Cleveland Stone Company in Vermilion, which was the old Lithonia building, and he painted their logo on the outside of the building, and it's the guardian, the stone guardian that you see on the bridge going into Cleveland. The Cleveland Stone Company years ago provided the stone for that guardian. So they use that as their logo because it's part of their history. And that was a big project. I can't remember how big the building is, but it took him.
It's 50 feet long and about 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
Does he have a season that he paints? So he thinks this is a good day, not weather, I don't need, or is it like, you know?
Yeah, weather has a lot to do with it. A lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the kind of guy that probably dresses for the weather when he gets out there. And
well, the rain obviously would stop you. He worked in the heat this summer. It was really hot. Right. But, you know, you gotta follow Mother Nature's course. And, you know, so now he won't be able to do any outdoor painting now till spring.
Right. It's probably not fair to Heights either, too, right, depending
on. Luckily, he's not.
Because I know there's a taller building here in Amherst, right, the veterans area that there was a mural painted on as well, too.
Oh, in Lorraine, the Valor Home.
Valor Home, yeah, that's right.
The one at the Valor Home. He's also done, like, a Skate World, John Music's auto shop. He did a mural on that. Mm-hmm. Quite a few things at Palace Theater. He did the lettering on the back of the Palace Theater, just for a few things that he's done in the area.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. He's left his mark in a lot of places in the county, and people see something. Who does that, or how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
And
I
don't know if it's sort of a lost art, but it's just a whole different thing. I don't know if many people, if there's out there that do something like this.
Probably more than we realize, but not a lot around here. You know, so that makes it a little bit on the unique side.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Does he have like a maintenance agreement to come back and touch it up, or how does that usually work?
Well, he does with us here at the mural wall because we have to clean it up and update it. But they did a project in Vermilion. It was the postcard project. So it's been a really fascinating opportunity for them to promote the city, and they've done 15 postcards throughout the city, and they are deteriorating now, and they got to maintain them, so they're trying to keep that up. There's not much you can do about Mother Nature to protect them if it's done on a piece of wood, but we're trying to straighten that out a little bit for them. So
yeah, those postcards are like the size of a small billboard, let's say,
5 by 8.
You know, and so, and the so Mother Nature has kind of won that battle, so he's had to go back and repair.
Well, he becomes either a scientist or a chemist to figure out what elements, what work in what elements, what kind of paints, how to base, you know, keep it there and
Absolutely.
Do that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's a learning experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does he have a truck that he drives around with this whole thing, or does he come just, I mean, do you see all the paint everywhere on him? I mean, when I think of sometimes art, especially up there, mm-hmm. they kind of wear the paint, or they wear their art a lot of times.
That's
for
a great way of saying it. Yes, he wears his paint. He does.
All right.
And he works out of his car generally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to learn the laundry secrets on something like that to get things back, too. Well, we appreciate it. Sekletar's coming in this morning, joining us, getting us some good information about what's going on in Amherst related to the veterans. And if people are interested, maybe they want to get involved with this or have something done. How do they get a hold of him?
We have a website.
Yeah, we have a website, Veterans Mural Association. We have a 501. It's a nonprofit organization. We're available through that. It's called the Veterans Mural Association. And we work with Main Street also, so we're available in that aspect of it.
Sure.
And we have videos of every Veterans Day event that we have held here in Amherst. Tony Melendez Video has done the videos for us, and they're all on YouTube.
Sounds good. Right. Mm-hmm. People get tips to see that they missed out on it, as well as just seeing some of the great work that Mike Sekletar does for these mm-hmm. portraits for veterans and others. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
it.
That's great.
Thank you for having us.